Lesson 19. None could deliver them but the Lord. Mosiah chapters 18 through 24. Mosiah chapter 18 contains an explanation of the baptismal covenant. Before you study this chapter, read the following statement by President Joseph Fielding Smith. A covenant is a contract and an agreement between at least two parties. In the case of gospel covenants, the parties are the Lord in heaven and men on earth. Men agree to keep the commandments, and the Lord promises to reward them accordingly. In Conference Report, October 1970, page 91, or Improvement Era, December 1970, page 26. What do we covenant to do when we are baptized? See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 13, Moroni chapter 6, verses 2 through 3, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37. What does the Lord promise to do when we are baptized and keep our baptismal covenant? See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10, and verses 12 through 13. See also 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. Why did the Lord bless Alma's people while they were in bondage more quickly and abundantly than he blessed Limhi's people? Compare Mosiah chapter 21, verses 5 through 15, with Mosiah chapter 23, verses 26 through 27, and Mosiah chapter 24, verses 10 through 16. How does this apply in our lives? Why are our burdens easier to bear when we submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord? Mosiah chapter 24, verse 15. In what ways has the Lord strengthened you to help you bear up your burdens with ease? What can we learn from Limhi's people and Alma's people about receiving deliverance from the bondage of sin? See Mosiah chapter 7, verse 33, chapter 21, verse 14, chapter 23, verse 23, and Mosiah chapter 29, verses 18 through 20. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 49 through 51. Suggestion for family discussion. Discuss the questions on the previous page about the baptismal covenant. Invite family members who have been baptized to share memories of when they were baptized. End of Lesson 19, None Could Deliver Them But the Lord.